Welcome to Trivia Showdown, the quiz game show from the Delaware County District Library, where we pit three staff members against each other for the coveted Showdown crown. I'm your host, Kellen Freeman, and today I have with me our three contestants. We have two returning contestants. The first is Mandy from the Powell Branch.
Hello.
Nicole from Delaware.
Hello.
And a returning champ, Andrew, from Delaware as well.
Hey now.
So all three of these contestants have played before, but if this is your first time listening, this is a quick overview of how the game's going to work. We'll begin, as always, with the quick question. This multiple-choice question will lead the game off, and the first person to answer correctly will get to take control of the board and pick the first category of the game. They'll be able to choose from five categories, which will be announced in just a moment. After each category is complete, the next player in line will get the chance to choose. Once all three players have chosen a category, I will flip a coin to determine which of the remaining two will be our final round. During the final round, points are increased. After the final round is over, we'll total the points and announce the scores, and announce our winner. Ready to get started?
Yes.
Yes, please.
All right. Our quick question today. The number of vertebrae in the human spine can vary, but generally there are this many. 33, 24, 41, or 26. Nicole.
33.
That's right. So that means Nicole gets the first pick of the categories, and our categories tonight are I'm not a blank, I just play one on TV, World Headquarters, Genericide, Unusual Measurements, and Controversial Topics. What would you like to pick?
I would like to start with Unusual Measurements, please, Kellen.
All right. So how this one will work. You will be given a description of the type of measurement. Ring in with your answer. 1 point for the correct answer. This unit is equivalent to 1/8 of a mile. Andrew.
A league.
No. Mandy.
An acre?
No. Nicole.
A city block.
No. It's a furlong.
Yeah.
Starting off strong. An ancient unit of measure, this is taken from the tip of the middle finger to the base of the elbow, sitting at roughly 17 to 20 inches. Nicole.
Is it a cubit?
Yes.
Ooh.
Good one.
A unit of time indicating the span of 2 weeks. Andrew.
Fortnite?
Yes.
Yeah!
Ooh.
I knew that one.
That's a fun one.
Often used with measuring horses, this unit is equal to 4 inches. Mandy.
Hand.
Yes.
I was thinking of hand earlier.
Jokingly used on Reddit and other places on the internet to indicate scale in a picture.
I guess I should just guess something. I'm trying to think what would be.
It must be random if it's on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Mandy.
A cat.
No.
Good it
guess.
Is the internet, after
Good
all.
Guess.
I got nothing.
Nothing here.
It's a banana.
Oh, my gosh.
Banana for scale. This is often used in crafting and is equal to 360 feet of yarn. Mandy.
A skein.
Yes.
Ah!
This is equal to roughly 52 days or 1/7 of a year. Nicole.
Is it a score?
No.
Ugh. Ooh, that's a good guess.
I feel it's almost certainly something that when I hear the answer,
it's gonna
bug me.
Yep. Is a dog year.
Oh.
7th.
Of all the people in this dog year.
I figured that was yours. This volume unit is used in woodworking, and it's equal to 144 cubic inches.
Oh. All those hours I wasted with my dad watching this old house, I don't know this answer. I don't think I have it.
Nicole.
Is it something to do with the horse? Like, I feel like with the, there's like a horse with measurement.
No.
Something horse.
A horse related.
Related.
Nope.
All right. That is a board foot.
What?
Goodness.
Board foot is a unit of volume. This food-based unit measures the level of heat derived from chili peppers. Mandy.
Scoville!
The Scoble he
named by Herman Scoble. I know that one. He was this little wheedly guy, actually. He was like, let's just eat peppers and see how hot they are. And he got his lazy peppers with him. And it was a whole moment.
So how, when things are hundreds of times hotter, than how did they quantify that if they were just like...
So they basically were like, zero is a bell pepper. Okay. A jalapeno is 2,000. Oh, it's how much you have to dilute it before you can't taste the heat at all.
Oh, wow.
It's a dilution kind of situation.
It's an actual
scientific measure.
Yeah, they'll just say 1,000 times hotter than a jalapeno. So Scoville for a jalapeno is generally understood to be 2,000 to 2,500.
Huh.
This unit covering 250 million years measures the time it takes for our solar system to orbit around the core of the Milky Way. Mandy.
Eon?
No. Andrew was next.
I think eon was what I was going to say. Epic?
No.
That was going to be my other guess.
I don't know.
Nicole.
Is it a journey?
No.
Is it a period?
No. Those are all like geological.
I was thinking time. Jurassic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a galactic year.
Oh, galactic
nerds.
Boy, this measurements is
rough. All right, so the scores at the end of the first round. Andrew and Nicole both have one, and Mandy has three.
Nicely done, Mandy.
Wow, yeah. Mandy.
Scoble, you guys.
So that leads us to Mandy to choose our next category.
I am not a blank. I just play one on TV.
I like that.
Right. How this game will work. I will give you three characters from TV and film. Ring in with what job they all share. 1 point for the correct answer. And wait till all three are read. Steve Hardy, John Dorian, Doogie Howser. Nicole.
Doctor.
Yes. Harvey Specter, Alan Shore, Ben Matlock. Mandy.
Detectives.
No.
What?
Andrew.
Lawyers.
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, some of them may have had other jobs, but this is the one they all have in common.
It's complete lack of belief. I'm like, no, it's Matlock. No. I know this.
John Keating, Dewey Finn, George Feeney. Nicole.
Teacher.
Yes.
I was going to say principal. I'm glad you hung in there.
Claire Underwood, David Palmer, Josiah Bartlett. Nicole.
President.
Yes.
Man.
President Palmer, 24.
Yeah. Wow. Now that you say that, I'm like, okay, that's Palmer.
Barbara Gordon, Wan Chi Tong, Rupert Giles. Mandy.
Librarian.
Yes.
Nice.
That girl, y'all.
Tim Taylor, Larry Sanders, Danny Tanner. Andrew.
They were hosts, talk show hosts.
Yep, TV
good
show hosts.
Good job.
I was like, Tool
I was
man?
Like, yeah, Tim Tool. I was like, he did Tool things. So I had to wait to what the other ones were.
Robin Scherbatsky, Brick Tamlin, Phil Connor. Andrew.
Newscasters, I believe. Or are they not weather people?
Weather people,
Weather people, yeah.
Danny Reagan, Joe Friday, Jake Peralta. Mandy.
Police detective. Police officer detectives.
They're detectives.
No, you shouldn't have said it.
Elizabeth Donnelly, Roy Snyder, Philip Banks. Andrew.
They're judges.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Titus Andromedon, Vincent Chase, Joey Tribbiani. Andrew.
Actors.
Yes. Pat Healy, Ted Mosby, Alex Weiler. Nicole.
Architect.
Yes. Ray Kinsella, Dottie Henson, Graham Hess. Andrew.
Baseball players.
That is not it. Nicole.
Team managers.
No.
No, I'm not going to do it.
All right. They're all farmers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Graham Hess is Mel Gibson's character on Signs.
Not a
baseball pastor and turned farmer.
And his brother was the baseball player.
Yeah.
The
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
The scores at the end of the second round, much closer. Andrew has 6, Nicole and Mandy both have 5. Oof. It brings us to Andrew to pick our third category.
Oh, I'm torn between two. You know what, let's write. Let's go with controversial topics.
Oh, okay. It's dangerous.
How this one works, I've contacted 11 DCDL employees on their opinions on various stupid controversial topics. These are guaranteed to have a split in some way, so not everybody is in agreement. Write down your answer and the ratio estimate. 1 point for each correct question answered, and 1 bonus point for getting the ratio correct. So our first topic, which is more of a salad, fruit or potato?
From is knowing the people that were asked means that you know that every single one of those people overthought this answer. Yep. Even if they had a gut instinct, they went back and they thought, wait a second, no.
All right. Andrew says fruit 7-4. Nicole says potato 7-4. Mandy says potato 6-5. It was fruit 8-3.
Oh, yeah. Close.
These guys are wrong. Potato salad has dressing.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it has a variance of, like, there's some fruit, there's some vegetable, yep. There's some,
Do straws have two holes or one? Andrew says 1, 6-5. Nicole says 1, 9-2. Mandy says 2, 7-4. It is 2, 7-4.
Wow!
Nicely done. It's really just one long hole.
Yes!
Well, no, but you can get the fluid through the first hole, but it doesn't go through the second hole, which doesn't mean... You can hold it in the middle of the straw, which means there's two holes, because...
I see what you're false. Thinking there. I see what you're thinking.
It's wrong.
Are boneless wings just chicken nuggets? Andrew says, absolutely, 10-1.
Yeah.
Nicole says, no, 6-5. Mandy says, yes, 10-1. It is yes, 8-3.
Man, I need the real to question, stop going with what I think and think about the weirdos who I work with.
I'm loving this YouTube channel called Bless Your Rank that's just this Southern guy who ranks fast food. The real question is popcorn chicken just a tiny nugget? Because yeah. Sonic has jumbo popcorn chicken, and he was like, that's stupid, it's just a nugget. If there's a point where if it's bigger than a certain amount, it's a nug. But if it's bigger than that, it's popcorn chicken nugget tender. If it's too big of a nugget, it's a tender.
And then when does it become breaded chicken?
That's, it has to be palm size to be like a chicken breast,
Yes, breaded chicken breast.
All right, channel my weirdo coworkers.
Is a thumb a finger? Andrew says no, 8-3. Nicole says yes, 10-1. Mandy says no, 6-5. It is yes, 8-3.
Oh, get out of here. I don't get the ratio.
These people are weird here.
They need to lick their hand more.
I do like I asked that question.
I was like, how many joints? How many joints are in there? Because if it's got one less joint, it's not a finger.
Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, that's an easy one, I think. I feel like.
Andrew says Pepsi 6-5. Nicole says Coke 10-1. Mandy says Coke 9-2. It is Coke 7-4.
Weirdos.
Bottled water or tap water?
This is one of those where people are bad people.
I know what I want it to be, but again, we've established that my coworkers are weirdos.
Andrew says tap 9-2. Nicole says bottled 6-5. And Mandy says tap 6-5. It is tap 9-2.
Good.
Double points.
That is good.
Is water wet? Andrew says no, 7-4. Nicole says yes, 7-4. And Mandy says yes, 7-4. It is yes, 10-1.
Wow. Oh, I think I was the one.
I started to go in these hypothetical, like, man, so is it wet because you touched it? And I'm like, nobody's going to think that hard. Like, yeah, water's wet. Got it.
Water wet, or does water make you wet?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I'm fairly certain I am the one who said no, and my thought was the thing that water's on is wet. But water itself is just water. I don't know.
Because if you put more water on water, it's just water.
Yeah.
And it's still wet.
A snail can slime itself, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, if you put more slime on slime, it's still slimy.
So the scores at the end of the third round, Andrew has 11, Nicole has 8, and Mandy has 11.
Man.
So going into the final round, World Headquarters will be our final category.
Oh! I don't know these.
How this game works. A prompt will appear on the screen. You will ring in with what country you think the company is headquartered in. You get 2 points for the correct country and a bonus point for the correct city. Major technology powerhouse, Samsung also branches into insurance, food processing, textiles, and securities. Mandy.
Seoul, South Korea.
Yes.
Woo! I was like, there's no way I'm getting any of the cities at all.
Nice.
The largest food company in the world, Nestle covers a lot of options, but are well known for their chocolate offerings. Andrew.
France.
No. Mandy.
Switzerland.
Yes. Do you know the city?
I'd have to know a city in Switzerland. Oh, Geneva.
No.
Is that a city in Switzerland?
It is Vevey, Switzerland. Fashion house and luxury retail company Louis Vuitton is known for the distinctive monogram. Nicole.
France.
Yes. Do you know the city?
Paris.
Yes.
That's too easy.
The largest retailer in the world, Alibaba's online sales and profits surpass all U.S. retailers combined. Nicole.
India.
No. Andrew.
China.
Yes. You have an idea on the city?
Hong Kong.
No. It is Hondo, China. Despite factories and offices all over the world, the Lego Group is still based in the small village where it was first founded. Mandy.
Denmark.
Yes.
I do not know the city.
It is Billund. Known for its fast fashion, H&M is the second largest clothing retailer in the world. Mandy.
London, England.
No. Andrew had next. Nicole.
Germany.
No. Andrew.
Canada.
No. It is Vestervoss. Really? Spain. The third largest oil company in the world, Shell Oil's full name includes the nationality of its origin. Mandy.
The United States.
No.
Okay, I didn't think that was right, but, you know.
Andrew.
Saudi Arabia?
No.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Pakistan.
No.
Britannia?
The Netherlands.
What?
The Dutch Shell Oil Company or something like that.
Mm. Wow.
As discussed in a previous episode, Unilever is a brand owning many other brands. Where is their headquarters located? Nicole.
Germany.
No.
I'm going to go Germany for everything.
Mandy.
I'm going to go England for everything.
It is England.
Ah, good.
Sheffield.
No. It is London.
Ah! Easy answer. I bought a cheese from Greater Greedy yesterday from Shropshire. That's like the most fun name to say ever.
Shropshire cheese. That's a good cheese, too.
So the score's the end of our game. Andrew has 13, Nicole has 11, and Mandy has 20, making you the new winner of the Showdown Crown.
I came in thinking I was all dumb today.
Low expectations.
That's yours to hold on to until we see you again next month, along with two new competitors who will take their turn to try and take the crown for their own. If you have a suggestion for a category or a question, send them to dcdlpodcast@delawarelibrary.org. From our contestants, myself, and the Delaware Library, we thank you for listening to our show. We hope you learned something and had some fun along the way. We'll see you next month for another episode of Trivia Showdown.
I'd like to thank everyone. I don't get an acceptance speech.
You can make one.
I'd like to thank my small dog for all the support. I'd like to thank my husband for letting me watch Jeopardy, even though it gives him anxiety. I'd like to thank everyone for being here.
I'd like to thank my low bar for making me exceed my
own. I'd like to thank
own.
My low self-esteem for giving me the out for the win today.
I was going to say, you can make an acceptance speech. Nobody has, but nobody's tried either.